to observe the full shift. A regel cannot knock off a shloshim unless you observe the full shift. Why? Why not? Harder, Amar Shmoni, Yom Kamer Regel, Bot the Menek Zer Shloshim Yom. And that's the Hechad the Nog of Eres Shiva Yomim. Avol Zer Shlo Nog of Eres Kim Yom Echad, Bar Minim Yom Kippurim Zer Batal Shlosh. Why not? The Lach Mosh Mishina, why not? The Ramban said, in the same time, the Reish Lamed had two Svaros, why not? Number one is you don't give two coolers to the same Eres. You don't give like something out of candy. Why? Why not? Harder, Amar Shmoni, Yom Kamer Regel, Bot the Menek Zer Shloshim Yom. And that's the Hechad the Nog of Eres Shiva Yomim. Avol Zer Shlo Nog of Eres Kim Yom Echad, Bar Minim Yom Kippurim Zer Batal Shloshim. Why not? The Lach Mosh Mishina, why not? The Ramban said, in the same time, the Reish Lamed had two Svaros, why not? Number one is you don't give two coolers to the same Eres. You don't give like something out of candy. You don't give one break. You don't give one dispensation per... But they one for customer? One for customer. You can't have two different coolers. Or you want to pay a little different lumber. Ain't regal shani mevatel, masha regal rishon lo bit. If the regal rishon couldn't knock it off, the regal shani can't knock it off either. That's what that means. Look at the Ramban and see if there's two different phrases to explain this thing. Kit tells us four theories. The best one is the fourth, no? First three, each one has its problem. The Ramban there in the same paragraph there in page Reish Lamed Aleph quotes a Ravi. Very, very interesting shot. But Yom Kippur is not about the Shloshim at all. Denies the fact. I said it counts for 7 days. That's only counts for 7 days. Doesn't the vatel the shloshim at all. That's shver. He puts 10 tech kashas against you. Take a look and see. He piles up kasha after kasha on the right. But then the Ramban is the most inventive thing of all. Does he know where it's kasha? You know where it's kasha? The Gemara has the kasha. Everyone's pulled to the terrace. The Gemara has the kasha. Where's the Gemara? Which Gemara? Which Gemara? But the key learns Gemara till the end, no? Which Gemara? This Gemara right over here. The last Gemara right before the Mishnah. It says, Amalei, Amama, Yom Echlet Ne Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Arekan Abbasah. Amalei, Ano Mistabat Kerem Gamliel Hava Da Amina. Who Da Amina? What's the exchange over there? What's the exchange? The Ravina was coming to enter this Kasha. It's like a Namah Duyam. Is this telling Rosh Hashanah? Is this? Okay, is this? He says, so that was the kasha of the Teretz. That's not Takalav Dat. That's what Rabban suggested. The kasha was the Rishonim's kasha. He said, Yom Echad Hashem Rosh Hashanah Rekan Abba Oster, and therefore, what's going to be on Kippur, what doesn't fit? Yeah, he just tell you, Rosh Hashanah is a Yantif, Yom Kippur is a Yantif, Sukkot is a Yantif. But don't try to fit every, it's not going to, there's no answer to the question. That's what Rabban suggested, that's all. That's what Ravina was saying. I'll give you, let me give you a verbatim, all right, if I can find it. Hold on a sec. Here it is. Here it is. Hachi Kamalev. Anilo Amart, Anilo Pirash, Diminion, El Amart, Hashem Kerem and Leel. Uvavare Mashem is not in page Reish Lamed Beis. Mashem is not the Ravina Shloma Arehenkar Bo'osar, El Mestabra Kerem and Leel Amri. What's he saying? What he's saying is, Tanar Adar Arichas. Yeah. Anilo Amart, Dibrosh Hashanah, Minion. Shein itself to minyan abbas ha-shalom. Ela mistabe der abba kerem agam liel ha-me shukir ha-golim. V'chashov ha-tol, so shivo ha-bos ha-devayu regel. ולפי הפירוש הזה, הרבינו עצמו נשמר ונזר מן הקושיה הזו החמורה אצל המפרשים. אז רבינו himself was already contended with this problem which the Rishonim built so much ink over. That's what he says. And therefore the bottom line is he says that don't make any fancy dinim based on this kasha, because the kasha maybe is no kasha in the first place. As the Ramban says on top of a Rish Ramban Gimel. Fascinating, inventive shot. Yes? The Mishnah. Okay, this takes care of this problem. Any questions? Yes. This is the Ramban from Targa, from going from Reish Lamed Beis over to Reish Lamed Gimel. Okay. Now, we now have to contend with a problem which somebody asked me yesterday. I think it may have been Ari. I asked for a day's extension. There's a major problem in the Ramban. Shake us to the foundations. We said a whole shiur, actually we say a series of shiur, explaining the Ramban Shita, the famous, world-renowned, famous Ramban Shita, that annoyed, Ravelis is annoying in full glory. That's why it's Kantaminion, Minion Shloshim, because it's Noeg and everything, everything's Noeg. Remember we had a whole Kulo, we had a Minion Loshim Kulo. Remember the Loshim Kulo we had yesterday? The day before, whatever it was. Aris is against the Beferish Ramban a few lines later, a few pages later. Take a look. Because Ramban has a Kasha, which told us to raise there too. Tamati told us there's a Kasha. He asks, why shouldn't Shmini Atzeres knock off the whole Shloshim? As we all know, Shmini Atzeres what? Everyone knows this tomorrow. Shmini Atzeres what? Regular Lifnei Atzmo. He thinks he's talked a little bit about it earlier. The Ramban says the Kasha. Ramban asks, V'yim Tomar, the Zvareinu Loma, Ein Shmini Atzolchag, Mevatim, the Menagzer Shloshim, Shoy Regular Lifnei Atzmo, Vavle Kovar, Meso, Shuvi Yom, Kodam, the Regular, the Bottle, the Menagzer Shloshim, Shaykh for Allah Abbasa Yom Kona Regal Shashmini. This is Ramban's Kasha page, Reish Lamed Daled. He gets the next line and a half, and I saw my jaw dropped. I got stomach pain. And so everything we did until now is for naught. Zu ain't a Torah. Why? Sharei lo nar b'gzera shlosh. He didn't keep Shloshim Beregel. The Abba Pisha Regel all the minyan Shloshim. Ein Mevatni Menu Gzeres Atche Yinag Behem Tosa. Rebbeinu Da Alma Kula. What are we going to do with this Ramban? This Ramban contradicts directly of pages after pages of the whole paragraph before. We took pains to explain that denying everything. Everything. He quotes him on the bottom that the Taz quoted the Taz from the Rosh. Because if it's Tarek E and the Taz, they are Libra the Ramban, the Sphere Lay, the Yesh, Avelet, the Avelet, Easter, Nostra, the Easter, Rego, Kumuskaliel, and Cain, Kashalom, Molo, Yavat, Hashmi, Ateres, and Shloshim, Kemish, Akwad, Nog, but in Shloshim, until 7, so Easter, da 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 da. The Taz didn't realize that the Ramban himself said this. Oy, oy, oy. Namash astira guluya in the Rei Ramban. We want that to ask that, so I didn't let you change. The minute you said astira, I knew right away what you were. I knew it was a body blow. I knew that there's no way. This is some kasha. You understand the kasha again? One more time. The Ramban, the kasha is obvious. We spent the whole day talking about the Ramban, cheat to that, of this Avelet Shloshim be, Avelet Shloshim be Moe. Because all that else, Noe Kulo, we have the Yukim and all the Lashonis. And here he says, it's not a special regular period. A steer of glue. Not sh. No, you have your tax? I'm waiting for the rhythm here. I'll give you mine, I'll wait for you. It's always a good strategy in this kind of situation. Wait for the Olam to say that's a rhythm. When no one says, then I can say what I want. What? Reish Lamed Dalet. No, nothing, I have something to say. This is a killer. It's really a hard one. By asking the Mamma Kermis to look something up. I forgot that far off and where my Mamma Kermis went. Good, I do it. There it is, I found it. Me'iri, page, Kuf, Lamed Zayin, footnote 2. Anyone see it? Saw it? Anybody saw it? Nobody saw it? Hey, Danny, I think you finished the Ramah Kermis in this thing. You saw it, you forgot about it. There's Shia Shikha. Okay. Guys, I want to start Kriya sometime tomorrow Shia. I didn't say the beginning of the Shia, but it's sometime tomorrow Shia. So we're trying to finish on time here. Yes, Stephen?
So Ivan said that all Abelis is no regal, that's the Tina. So we're talking about in order that the regal has to be counted as part of social that between so knock it off, and that's the correct.
I wanna know why. He said himself that the council meaning Shloshim because he's knowing full Avel, full of it. Not Batina, full of it. Yeah. Kulo, we just made it yesterday, everything. The man is stuck. Kitzer, the cash is raised by the footnote number 2 in the Miri. Who wrote this? This is Rav Shimon Strelitz? I'm better. One of the Gedolei Yisrael, Mamash. I'm not sure who wrote two different... The other ones can also be kind of helpful. Two Rabbanim, did they split it in half? Well, this is all together, joint venture. Okay, Shimon Strauss, Rabbi Yamit Tzvi Yehuda, Rabbi Nivitz Tumim. Kit the Gedolei Yisrael. He has 10 kashas. He has a steer in the Miri, and he has parentheses. Gam Diri Rabbeinu Ramban, Solshim Bezeh. Shekosat Kedir Rabbeinu Khan, even though he said that Yehuda's as far as the Nogam Yitzhar Avelis. The Kit the steer with glue. Yeah, he raises the question. So we do what he said. I'm not sure what he means. I'll tell what I think. And I do, I can only do the best I can. I'll just read it to you very briefly. It's a long shtickle here. I'll read it to you just quickly and see if you can catch, if you have an interpretation. V'ulayei shloma, the mashakotav shem shenog mitzad avelut, who came unto Yisur giyut to the stolas yeshna b'moed, havik is ramashe b'tina. V'ulahonchi shalalov gam din avelut v'giyut to the stolas, who come mashakotav ramban. V'ulaficha chotav shirabeinu don rak, Linen she may a regal olin l'shloshim. Amrin and Shaper came and shemikol makom noeg isur giyot to disparas gami tara velus harei bedinu she yalu. Period. Av of a nidon di dan the beinon lemeimar came and shenoeg isur giyot to disparas yapsnik a regal l'gamre. So ver abenu came and she il mole hoya isur giyot to disparas for regal. Lo haya noeg din avelus nimtza sheikir avelus lo nog adayin klal uksharegel yevatel yotish shekol din shloshim botel v'zoi kavonat avelus mekosel shelo nog din giyot tisporas mitad avelus haine mitad ikir avelus ala mitad yisurim b'moyed goram linavu gam mitad avelus. See what he said? I'm sure you certainly heard him. You understand what he said? I hold Mamash as a Tifa Vort here, Shimon Strelitz and stuff. Mamash, got it. Tifa Vort. I both said Tzvei Dinim. One is that a day should count towards Shloshim. Shloshim is 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, I mean, all up to 30. If you want a day to count towards Shloshim, you have to observe the laws of Shloshim. That you have. You observe the laws of Shloshim. But in order for this, these days to be the exclusive Kiyum of Shloshim, what about exclusive Kiyum? How can you have Shloshim wrapped up into only 7 days? How do you have that? No. That regal should kind of turn and knock it off. You want that the Sukkah should be the Gantz Shloshim. Should be from Rosh Hashanah to Sukkah to Shmini Atzeret to Shana Rabbah. That should be the whole Shloshim. That should be it. This is Shloshim. There was no Shloshim before that was Shiva. There's no Shloshim after it's knocked off. In order for that to happen, says the Ramban and the Miri, it has to be what I call, what do you mean? An independent kiyum of shloshim. It was the ma'aseh that the Ramban says to me, if you do fulfill all dinei shloshim. But you only can do it by virtue of the fact that regel, ases, shaving, and ases giyum. By virtue of that fact, this makes the other observances a non-farheshka, and therefore you can do it and observe everything b'toras what? B'toras avelas tak. But since your fulfillment of these things is dependent upon what? The original din of what? Of regel. So it's good enough to count towards say the shloshim, yes. But that should be the entirety of shloshim, this not. That's what the Russian term, Shimon Strelitzu, Iker. I'm not sure, I'm saying it tomorrow. I'm pretty sure it means the same thing. But to count for it to be everything, has to be independent. That could have been true without any Suri regel. That it's not. But it should count towards the 30 days, as long as the mice, even if they didn't have shloshim, count. Teeth. Yes, say that. Alright, I don't want to get involved in these. It's a good shot. What happened to some other? I don't know. I can't answer that question. I can't answer. Yes, should it? Ari, you already said. Thief. Deep throat. Yes.
No, but Shabbos, I don't know how to accept things, whatever. He's meaning that on Shabbos, that the learning is not on Shabbos. I mean, they can tell that, but we heard about Shabbos, there again, it's not solely, everything you do is that, it's not solely because of regular, it's Shabbos. But how is it not
correct? Gava, right? Gava, correct? I'm not serious to answer that question. It's a different sheet. Maybe you could answer it. I'm not serious. Oh. Now on both sides, I just want to finish with the Ramban already because it's the Ramban are really getting on me. There's only one more Nakuda from the Ramban. I said, then the Lee Neder, just look ahead. For another few minutes, we want to steer clear. There's one more Nakuda in the Ramban, which we already alluded to once before. And that is, on page Reish Chafal. Ramban is attached to Ksubis. Simchas Chosin is the Rabbanan, knocks up Misa Kfu, which is the Raisa. Why is it different than Yantav Shemi? Why? I mention this Kasha now. Because Tarsus is here close to the Bahag. The Tarsus we're learning in Chavdal and Abed. First quote the famous Bahag. Famous Bahag. Yishach of the Sheikh of Yantav Rishon. But Yina Gavela had not seen Yantav Shemi. Right? Because Bishach of Yom Shena, who Yom Anog Avelis, Kemen Yom Shena, the Rabban, Hose Avelis, the Reis, the Yom Mishim, Davim and Atorah, and Bavat Yom Shena of Yom, which is the Rabban. This is the famous Bahag. Remember we discussed this by Rikas already a month ago, we discussed this Bahag. First Shia. This is the Bahag that Avelis is the Reis. In fact, the Rabban, with the Ksubis, with the Ksubis, Simchas Chosin, knocks off the Yom Mishim. So what's the difference in Simchas Chosin and Simchas Yantav Sheni, both the Rabbana. That's the Rabban's Kasha page Reish Chafal. He has another Kasha. What happens if the person dies in the middle of Chol HaMoed? This we talk about the first part of that, we don't pass that. This we do pass that. First in the middle of Chol HaMoed, so we discussed this before. You get a break. You don't start actually observing Shiva till when? No, till when? Yisru Chag. But how many does he keep? Six, because the first day counted, even though it was the effect of Ramban, if that's the case, say the same thing. That the Shivas to Me'a Mishnah should count for what? The Shivas to Me'a Vela. So we know the Gemara is the Ksubas what? The Ksubas is here. What does Mar say? First Shivas to Me'a Mishnah, and then Shivas to Me'a Vela. Those are the two kashas of Ramban. So, to the first kasha he answered, we mentioned this question already 2 days ago. You need Ritzufin. Even with Sufim, they couldn't postpone. They had no choice. You can't just don't keep all their avelis now, and then the rest a week later. Even with Sufim, they have to postpone the Shivas and Mishnah for a whole week because he couldn't do. They didn't want to do this. So they'd rather be okay than avelis the Raisa, but he calls it b'shev yal tasa. I shev yal tasa. So we explain even if you're doing something, it's still b'china shev yal tasa. We say for b'chana and another. Other pulses, because it's written, it's really to Mr. Asay. That's the answer to this question. I want the Shani. I want to argue about the Shani. Well, look, There's no real chilul of Yontif Mamash when he does Avelis at the Sheni. He's not doing any malacha. Not such a terrible patch and pun him to Yontif Sheni. That's how he answered the first kasha. What's the second kasha? Second kasha. Hey, how can it be that what? It's the first, that day Yontif Sheni can't count towards Shiva. Let the Chasmin Shimei Mishnah also count to Shiva. They're both the Rabbana. The way he answers, we mentioned this also once before, that Yontif Sheni is a suffix. Suffolk. The Suffolk. So you're not Miss Abel because I locked the remake of Avel. Nevertheless, it's Ola. As I mentioned to you once before from Rob Cook from Moshe Soloveitchik, based on the Tramban. A type of disaster. And the comics are being negative, doesn't say, nope, drunk. And after the day, they hey, guess what? It wasn't Jantif. And if it counts to Shiva, a type of disaster. So you see, as Rob wanted to say, and then Avel is, you can actually have a remake of even in type of disaster with the principle of what? Halacha Kediri Hamekel Ba'ol. Okay, stop a little bit early, and I wish you all. We're discussing the question of a Matzeva yesterday about Kavura. The Shulchan Aruch said a Chosid Muflog shouldn't be buried next to a Stama, Kosher, or Tzadik, or Benani. The one that we're dying that. I want to be medayek that although a chassid muflog can be different from a kasher tzadik of benoni, as the Shulchan Aruch says, a kasher of benoni, but a kasher in benoni is mutter. It doesn't say that you have to separate a kasher from a benoni. Kasher pshat the lashon of the mechad. Okay? Because the chassid muflog is based on the Gemara, and that chafei. The Gemara says the bekiyah mutter, and chafei. The Gemara says that the chassid muflog has to be in a different category. But stam kshem and benonim can be together. As a matter of fact, it's an interesting thing, so I'm very difficult. Someone was telling me yesterday, how do you figure out in advance who would be buried? This question is there an Indian for a person to arrange these things when he's still alive? They often in America today have cases where a person passes away, there's no provisions of aid, and your stuff all of a sudden decide what to do, where, what, how. And so in the Chaim of Bracha, he said that a person in Os Mem, Sivkot and Samach Aleph, so that a person should arrange to buy a burial plot for himself when he's still alive. Eitel anoshim ksheirim yidurim lo. He should be next to people who are kosher, who are known to him. He knows that cheskas kosher. And he's based on a medrash rabba, vayikra, perek hei, parasha hei, says there that a person should have a simon based on kvaras when he's still alive. So the question is, when? Wendy, someone was here a few weeks ago, told me that a couple got married umpteen years ago. The first thing they did was they bought a burial plot. So tell me what a great investment it was. And there was, the real estate went up. And they bought it with $400. Now $7,000. Well, leave that out. That's for the weird. But went up from $400 to $1,600, and they made a tremendous investment. That was the first thing when they got married. A little bit more of it, if you ask me. Although the woman was saying, let's make sure the couple keeps together, they have this joint investment into
the divorce today, very
next. In any event, I don't know, so early. But there's a remez, which Chaim Brocha quotes there, in Oz Tzadi, Sidkot Nid Aleph. It's called a different var, not about this directly, it comes from Shlomo Kluge. So when a person turns 50, he's supposed to already start thinking about the other side. And therefore, he's supposed to write a tzavah. Either tzavah for his nechassim, if he's a bal nechassim, or tzavah the Torah mitzvah, he wants to give his kids special musa, and he has a remez in the chumash. It says, "Bishnas hayavol azosh, tashuvu ish al achuzasim." First turns 50, he's already start to think about the provision. When the person turns that age, he should already start thinking, you know, that where what the acham eves mishana. As a matter of fact, certain farmer says it's a school of harichas yam. People don't think it's that. Burial plot. There's a school of Arichas Yamim. You should buy it and it should just stay empty for many, many years. Okay. Rabosai. We're speaking about Kavura. It's a very important thing. It's called Pinui Hameis. When you're allowed to remove a body from one place to another. But generally speaking, it's very much discouraged. Because it's considered a Bizayon Hameis. The Gemara's Mitesh of Rabba Basra. To dig up a mace, to move a mace. It's considered something which you don't want to do. There are certain Eterim. The Easter sounding is Shalom. You can't do it since it's Shalom. The heter, there are a few heterim. Either the Kivrei Avosov, to move into family class. There's all discussion, posting the details of immersion, first Kelly are there, that big discussion. What if there's no one in Kibbeh Rosev yet? You want to move into a family plan Hashem Sofa? So he's in whole shadows about that. Or there is Israel, another head, because the Chiprat Moshe Amo, the Kibbeh Rosev is considered a Kapora. Or the Mokam Bizoyan, the government are going to undo the cemetery, or the water, all kinds of things. Or if when they buried him originally, they had a mind to move it. We mentioned this once before, a Kibbeh temporary to Rosh Hashanah in America, to go to Eretz Israel. Okay. I want to discuss with you a little bit, because we're discussing about Moshe Shuvitz, by Chil of Shmira Samex. So where does Shmira come from? No, Shmira, the big Zach Shmira. Where does it come from? So the Lashon of the Ramah, which are all the Poskim talk about, La Rocha, which is comes from Simon Shinai and Gimel Sipei. The Ramah says, talk about a coin. We're not, unfortunately, not going to have time to discuss this, some of the laws of Tumas Kohen. Or some other time, perhaps. But it says over here that a coin cannot be metamed to a relative Samazai, but he's allowed to Lushamro Kadesh Lo Ye Mutal Bizoyan. You see, Klar, the Zinni of Mutal Bizoyan is not permitted. What does that mean? So, Lachara, we have a Gemara about Shmir. There's an offer of Gemara Brachas. Most of you love the Gemara Brachas. Lishmashuman Ach Borin. It's Pashim Shad. I mean, as we know from Rashi and Chumash, the person's alive. All the animals are supposed to be afraid of him. When, some of the animals around here, I don't seem to be so intimidated. But once a person is passed away, it's Oyim Melech HaBosha, no matter who he was. So no animals, even the smallest, the biggest, they're all. So he has like, Mars, push it to the bar. So that's how it was. It was another person, leave a mace, just on a strewn in a field. So the animals, all the vultures and rats and all that. That's the ultimate in Bizoya. That's the ultimate in Bizoya. For a bunch of the children, are a fine Yodech, Yodech, Alam, Sri Resh Chapei, which he kindness. That the din of Bizoyan applies even when there's no chshash akbar. But it's against the Gemara. The Gemara seems to have a theory that the whole chshash there is akbar. What Gemara? The Gemara talks there about Shmi Shomer and Mesamei, Zapatura, Mikrishma, Mitzvila, and Mikomitzvah, Mitzvah. It's Suga Baninus. Not only an owner, but someone's watching the name. And the Machlok is who? Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. What's the case there? Bar Bisfina. They're on a boat. So what's the din? Do you have to daven? You don't have to daven. I don't have to daven. Benazah and Chachavah. You have to worry about the Shal is the way the Gemara reads. Are you choshesh for Achborim or not choshesh for Achborim? Napkamina, if the Shomer can leave the mace and can daven. The Poshesh got the right answer, Moshe. But if you hold the din of Shmir to Shem Achborim, if you need choshesh for Achborim, then what? Then is the Chi of Shmir and then you have a Potah from Krishma. Potah from Tzvil. If there's no choshesh Achborim, Klor and Mishnah, there's no choshesh Achborim, then what? Then you do daven, you do say Krishna, so that implies the Chara what? That is no din of Shmir. When I look at this Shuvah, Moshe quotes the Gemara Brachas, it's a Chariah Lista. It's a fair Shariah at what? That is all the whole din of Shmir, the only for Achborim. And so the other sheet holds, if there's no Chash Achborim, you have to daven. So Moshe says no. But Moshe says no. If that's the case, you should have said differently. The Machlegat, you need Shmir, don't you need Shmir? But Moshe argues, why does it say the Machlegat, you put it from davening or not put it from davening? I thought, I didn't think there was much of a kasha. According to Tanakama, you can't doubt. That's what it says. Tanakama, you can't doubt that. So Ben Ali says, you're right about it. And the reason is, ain't Sarah Shmir. It's a that's how about time. For much is no. If everyone agrees in each Shmir, less man to Paul, you need Shmir, even Ben Ali doesn't need Shmir, even if there was no Shash Achbarim whatsoever. So what's going on? Why is Ben Ali saying, you're chayim and davening? So Ben Ali says, no. If there's no Shash Achbarim, the din of Shmir is enough to be what he calls, pardon the expression from a different area of halacha, to be a yotze v'nichnas. To be a yotze v'nichnas, you have to be there 24 hours all the time. It's enough, you go in, you go out. And Mele Ben Azeh says that he can daven. He can daven. Kor de chacham is the chashach borim. You're not allowed to daven, you can be there 24 hours, can't move. But according to Ben Azeh, there's no chashach borim. So then you don't need the constant 100% Shmir every minute. It's enough to be what we call the Yotze V'nicht. Ad kan diri Rav Moshe. He said then, from Ben Azai Nishma lo Chachamim. True. Chachamim in that case, all there is no Chash Achbar. We pass from the Chumra. But let's say another case where there's no Chash Achbar. The mace is put into a refrigerator. No Chash Achbar. So we see it, but from the fact that Ben Azai holds, in a case of Ben Azai holds, there's no Chash Achbar. He still requires Shmir Yotze V'nichtas. So to Rav Moshe said, Nishmir Yotze V'nichtas. And yet there's enough time to daven. so it's an interesting thing. He'd have to daven. So Shlomo wouldn't be part of from davening this man has there. If they go to a local mice, someone's going to give the job of the Shlomo by a mace in a funeral home, in the mace, or let's say in a hospital. And the mace is in a refrigerator. So there's no, the din is be chayav to daven. You go in, come out, daven, go back. How much time can you be away? How much time to daven? There's a whole davening, Krishna, Tzur, I don't know, half an hour. I'm not sure it's not exactly clear what Yotzev Nichlas means. Yes? Yeah, I think so. Kodesh Tzur wants to do for money. I'm going to pay for this to be good. I saw the Chochmas Adam and his Matzevus Moshe, Simon Yudalit, as even a bigger Chum than Rav Moshe. He says, no, even if there's no Chashach Baram at all, you need Hashkocha Tmidus, pardon the pardon. You need the Mamad, he shouldn't move, he has to sit there the whole time. Not like Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe had a Pshara. Chochmas doesn't have to be there the whole time. Why? Because he asked the Kasha. What, the Machlokes Ben Adin, Chochmas, the Machlokes Ben Metzias? That was the famous kasha. The machlokas and metzias, are there rats or there no rats on the boat? Machlokas and metzias, he's an unbelievable footer. The kasha is good, but you know what the answers? Achbar means mazikin. Uncharacteristic answer for a Lutva Sharof. I mean, it's, you don't find these kind of answers in Chayadim all the time. That's what he had, when I tell you. So he answered. So the whole answer, what's the Shabbat Tzvina? The Hilchot mazikin. There's the water, there's water around the boat that protects us from the mazik. It's unbelievable, you know. I don't know, I tell you, I keep hands off these kind of pshat. I have no idea what's going on there with the akbar, with the mazik, and with the water. That is pshat, it's unbelievable. That's how those pshat in the Gemara. So he says on ground, on the ground, everyone agrees after the shmira all the time. As I said, that's unbelievable pshat. I thought, what? I thought pshat like this, they were my pshat. Everyone agrees that when I was a rabbi on television, now we do once in future Rosh Hashiva Yeshiva of Yisrochana, he used to always ask, Achleikas the Metzias, that's my first one of the expression, Achleikas the Metzias, what? All year long, the same kasha. And he gets the same answer all the time. No, it's Achleikas the Shiuru. What does that mean? So that's something we fly over here. Yes, everyone agrees that the one in a million chance that Achbarim on the boat. Unlikely, but you never know. Right? Not totally sealed with a vacuum seal. The one in a million chance that Achbarim. The machlokas and shiurim. So therefore, Ben Azai is not worried about this one in a million chance. I'm all worried about it. And the din of dadi depends upon shmir. But the day is in the refrigerator, according to my pshat, where there's no chance. So the mechara should be there should be no din of shmir whatsoever. That's what I thought. The din should be meikar adin. I saw in a statement called Zichron and Meir, the one that just came out from Toronto. He says you have to shmir when there's no achborim, etc. They're lashon. Behind him, I feel the makom for delek achshash achborim. And it sounds like it's calling from the Ramo. If you look at Chelet Aleph, Peret Tes, footnote 2. It sounds like it's calling from the Ramo. Lo hayu dvar meyola. Not true. No one ever says anything. Ramo the Russian. Kadesh lo yeh mutlu b'di zoyom. It's in the Truma Sadeshin. The Beis Lashon calls the Truma Sadeshin. No such Lashon is mentioned at all. I thought that the mace is in a fridge. That's not a mutlu b'di zoyom. It's called mutlu b'di zoyom. Mutlu b'di zoyom is a connotation. It's lying there in the middle of nowhere. That's not called mutl b'zayin on the country. It's the ultimate shmira. It's watched with a lock, with a key, where there should be no silk and everything. I'm not asking me if someone's standing on the outside, 50 feet away or not. So I would say like this. Mikvah is not required. Now what? It's an extra kvara mace. Can't deny it. It's an extra kvara mace. Someone is watching. The habdul by the base of mikvah is also shmira. And Rambam says it's not because they're afraid of Ganav. They need a covenant. So they need a covenant, it is. Can't deny it. But an ikvah din, I think it's not. Halacha l'maisa. If it's difficult, you don't have to do it. On Broyers, but they have the place in Hirsch there in the Bronx, and it became dangerous and difficult to, they stopped shmir. There's no shmir there, especially at night. They want to rely on the shmir. The low pluk, you know, the yekas with low pluk. Once in a case, I want the guy to do shmir. No. Don't go to Achavik Kadisha. You may not do shmir at night. Not allowed. Because they're afraid that, you know, one guy will do it, take a chance, they'll get hurt, because it's dangerous. They don't have enough manpower. So it would be an ikur adin. You'd have to hire people, you'd have to... There's a rapshat from a broya, that's all. So that's it. The study also helps. It's not an ikur adin. Avada is a rebuke for the mace. Avada person should pay money or hire people or get friends to do it. So in the neighbors, they told me in Kew Garden Hills, there's a shomrim society. They mamish this gavaldik. Chutzkev HaKadish. They have special guys to go out and they do shmir 2 hours a night. They go in groups of two, all through the night, for nothing. But the mamish is a gemilas chesed. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, But you should know it's not Mikir Adin, I don't think. And ask me, it is a difficult situation. Your neighbor, there is no Chavir Shomer. And you can't do it. And there's no one who wants to look for money or whatever. I always not Mikir Adin. It's on Nia's diet. On Nia's diet. Yeah. Rabbi Marcus, you want to say something?
What does Zion mean? Zion means from Akbarah, or Zion means that she's covered. And after you, maybe also, in most chapels, you have to stand in front of the refrigerator. In all hospitals, you have to stand
outside the mall. The only, the one
so
of the
there's a hole, there are two chadorim that are mopsed.
That's right.
What kind of cover is
that's right. I've been a shomer in front of
it. Maybe a waste of time. Yeah.
Okay. I would say no, it's still covered. It's covered.
Look,
Buckingham Palace also guards all the way in front of the minister. They said Megish also guards all the way in front. So they didn't have to have Tosefta's covered.
They don't know who you're related to. So it's personal to the mason?
Yeah, yeah. It should be, as Tamachon put it, should be that the mason's forgotten. Someone's standing there. I have to believe you. You can't stand less than 100 feet away. So that's as close as you can get, given the circumstances.
Why should you make any problem with the dominant or shmu if you stand outside of doing?
Well, if there's Akbar, no, if it would be Akbar, you couldn't daven, exactly. It's
but
not a problem.
So if it's not Akbar, so if basically you daven, you see that unless it's Shira.
Right? Yes, you can think of that. Why should you daven? That's what I call Allah for the Maestro of the city. Now, in Shin Nun Gimel, that's what someone was discussing yesterday, talks about a very gruesome kind of a thing. Probably our Rabbi Marx might tell us stories about this. See, I'm not only talking to Rabbi Marx, he'll also tell more stories than me. He's more experienced in a bigger shul. Talks here about a terrible case of a Nathan, stillborn child. Both Tinik Shemes, Kolish and Imo, Mol and also Akivro, Blabrocha, Makaran, Oshem. You ever had it? Shrek.
With a knife. With a knife.
They say it has a name of Mila or of Habba.
They say
this is
the Zohar that was
enough
to
Sakhan Shamos. Right. It's a very, very, very interesting thing. Whoever gets a meal, he'll make sure he gets in. It's a very gruesome kind of a situation. One of the signs. It's terrible. I want to talk about burial of the fallen. Is there a chiyuv of veil in the fallen? This I want to discuss right now. It's halacha l'maisa. This is a l'maisa d'kashar. So I want to discuss in a few minutes with you about this. In Hagos, Maimi and Ilchus Mila. Of all places, Nilchus Mila, that's the connection. Nilchus Mila, we discussed this interesting minute, he says, Beferish, there's no din of Kfuras Nefal. There's no need to do Kfuras Nefal. Quotes the Gemara. Off of the Gemara. What Gemara? Psachim. Avod Azara. Maestro B'Koyan Echad, he was looking over the bar, what was there? To check the Nefal. Wanted to see the Nefal, the Zohar, the cave of Nilchus. Everyone knows the famous Gemara, Svek Svekus, with Tumah, to the Zohar, the Oled, the cave of Nilchus. See, say, off of the Gemara. As I said yesterday, no, so the Gemara, they were material in the fallen, and then in the bar, there's no din of Kfura on the fallen. It's very strange, I go smiling. The moment I'm wrong, it's in the Tav Kuf Chav Vav, Sib Kot and Chav. That's in Hilchus Yantiv, it's a local of Meisim. Can you bury an Eiffel on Yantiv? Yantiv Sheni, Yantiv Rishna, you know? If it's a din of Kfura, then you may, if not, not. So the Gemara says, he's wrong. You know what he is? I offer the Gemara. He says, no. He says, Kshay Tilu Labor, Zoe Kvurasa. That's the Kvur. He calls it a Russian Olaf, Perig Yudal Mishnah Gimel. I couldn't find it. I don't know what he's talking about. Maybe someone will find it for me. He calls it a Russian Olaf, Perig Yudal Mishnah Gimel. I looked there, I didn't see what he was talking about. Maybe you can figure it out for me. I don't understand. That's a Kvur. That's in the bottom of a pit and a Kayan's looking over him. It's hard to believe. I don't know what the Russian says. Here's another term. Quote, the Mairi B'Nefel Shu Shvir. What does a shvir mean? An unformed kiddisir avodazor. As it's found in the Gemara avodazor. Let's take Gemara himself. What does he mean there? What does he mean? So the Machtzis HaShekel says that he means it's mole mayim odam below nefal hasholim beivoro. Not a fetus which is complete with its limbs. Basically, it's the Sholem Eishiv says, quoted in the Chaim of Bracha, Os kuf siv kod yud gimel, that a nefal 5 or 6 months requires Kvura, if it's Shalom Be'evara. He quotes there in Os Nun, end of Sifkot Chafhei, in Chaim HaBrocha, that the Maharsham says, that a Nefel of 3 months, Shalom Hirgisha Bo'o, the mother didn't feel kicking yet, everyone agrees there's no Kiv Kvura. The Chazak HaPel, where do you get the Shurim from? Once it's 5 or 6 months, it's Chayev. In 3 months, it's Pup. 4 months, it's betwixt and between. Where do they get it all from? I'll tell you where I think they got it from. And it's what the Magen Avraham means. The Gemara about Azam and Bey, that's the Gemara, but all comes up in the first parent, this is as follows. Quote, Hitila Kimin Nefel Abor. That's the Lashon of Gemara. Maybe I'm not talking. Kimin. And the Kohen was down there looking to see if it's a Ruach Ipila or Nefel Ipila. The Imtzit Talama Nefel, Zachar on a Kevin. That's the Gemara. Second. The famous Gemara. Everyone knows there's a world famous Gemara. One of the yeshivas and stuff. It's the Mogan of our means on both sides. It's talking about a sphere. I mean, it wasn't even sure. Was it a real, was it a male, was it a name? It was just a ruach, whatever the ruach means. Some other things were cast out. It was not really a human fetus at all. And was it a zaf, was it in a cave? We're not even sure. Okay? That's the moment of Rami. Talking about a case of shvir. So, the truth of the matter is the raya is going to give out the raya. I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara there said they only explain this way to answer the kasha of Ein Tzavik Motzim Devada. You know the sugya of the Emsach. But according to the second teretz over there, that's Kavada Nigrar, that certainly was taken away, you can learn Nefel Mamish. That's the only reason the Gemara moved from Nefel Mamish to this case, was to answer the kasha of Tzavik Motzim Devada. But according to the other teretz in the Gemara, that Vada Nigrar, Vada or Vadai, can we talk about a regular Nefel, 9 months? So the Pasha of Shad the Gemara, that even 9 months, doesn't require a kvura. You hear what I'm saying? The Gemara wrong. The chiyah says the Gemara one point that kimin nefel, but the Gemara only said that in order to knock off the answer to the kasha of the old something most of the devadar. But according to the other terex, it could be 9 months. And it's not the machlokes to terutzim is this. No, the machlokes is lomdus something most of the devadar. Not that the pasuk shouting Gemara the raya like that goes my minikip shuto. That there's no need of kvura even for a regular nefel. I call part of the Magen Avraham says he's not going to talk about shvir only. Maybe I don't know how he'll get out of my point, what he'll do with it. I don't know. So the Mela have to know what's a shvir, what's a kamin nefel. The Mela like this: the baby has to have been old enough that if you could tell it's a zohar in the cave from the top of a pit, right? It's on top of a pit. We don't know how big a pit. 10 tefachim, I don't know, whatever it is. And you can tell from the top that the baby is zohar in the cave. So the Shalom Nachronim is exactly what is that? What is that? So Lechara means, the Shalom Eishim means until 5 or 6 months, you can't tell from high up what is the Zoch on the Cape. So Mestam is what he meant. It's 5 or 6 months, right? You see what I'm saying? So the Gemara is the right, there's no need for Kuru. And so the Gemara of Avram, that's talking about a Kamin Neder. So what's the Shear? So we know that the baby has to have been old enough, they can tell him. When the Zohar on the cave, and still there's no Chim Kvur. So he figures that halfway through approximately. Yes? Look. Now, God's mind, he says there's no Chim Kvur whatsoever. Because of the Perish of Gemara. You want to knock off the right of the Gemara? So as much as you can knock off, you can knock off. You want to love this mind? I don't know. Otherwise, okay, they have to agree that there's no din of kvura whatsoever. That's the alternative. Okay. I asked Dr. Blau when he was here, I asked him what he thought the shiur was for this idiot. He said approximately halfway through 5 months, I mean, he was his estimation, exactly. So therefore I would say, la halakha l'maisi can be mekil. Until that point, until halfway through. But see if the Shita that got minus, I think it's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. But even 9 months is not Chiv Kuru. So certainly until halfway, there is room to be made. I've had this Shat, I've had a Lachol HaMais, unfortunately. Most, what you call miscarriages are our first trimester, or fourth month. The first half, for sure. I'm not talking about abortions, Chalila. I'm talking about miscarriages. Not the first half. So they always ask, Shat, what should I do with the... Forget it. It's an interesting question. I mean, so they just put it in they bag it, they put it down in the waist of the hospital. What about doing a lab test on it? Because halachah, very often they want to do that. Because they want to know what caused the miscarriage, and they're not doing it for next time. It's not stam geplapel, it's not stam what? That's right. It's very important. If it'd be an easier one, that's his mom, which we'll get to in a minute in the shayla. But here maybe it should be mutter. Oh, so what's the din? That's like this. What's the meaning of a kvura of us? You keep talking kvura, for what's the meaning of a kvura? Many reasons. It shouldn't be bizarre in our names. It's one reason. So because of these reasons, you can't do autopsies. The Poskim all agree autopsies, in general speaking, are not permitted. So you give three basic reasons to get the water out. One is bittul kvura. Whatever you take out, you're not being kovar, and it's mitzvah kvura the entire mess. Number two is nivul ames. Nivul, we just come out and remember Babasra. They wouldn't even open it for a minute. Kavachoy megan, the nivul ames. And three, they also say that it's a isahano. But Thomas Shamira to Kavasha, mes also bano. Those are the three sir. What happens? Three basic sir. What about over here? What about over here? So Lachara is like this. Lachara, as far as Kvura, we've said there's no Chiv Kvura, there's no Pitl Kvura. As far as Nibble, I guess they weren't Choshev and Nibble, right? They went to a pit, so they're not Choshev and Nibble. What about as far as Isa? No. That's what bothered me. Yeah.
He says learning from that,
not considering
Hanomi Amaze. His definition of Hanomi Amaze.
This is
rather honest of them. His mitzvah is Taichu. Hanomi Amaze is the skin or whatever else. But learning, this Lamed, he has a clear tshuva that that's not Hanomi Amaze.
So the other two reasons would apply under ordinary conditions. But in the case of Nathal less than halfway through, it wouldn't apply. I saw a Maisa in the Sefer Zichron Meir, a very good likud. He quotes there in Perek Yud Simon Beis. So there, if you look in footnote 22, he gives you all the reasons for the reasons of autopsy. And in footnote 30, quotes up Neuvirchli, so it passes La Maisa. If you're allowed to do this kind of a lab test, the autopsy on this early miscarried fetus, which is really very beneficial for the family in the future.
Even when you develop the second definition of who takes care of anomaly.
Oh, no. Totally. Aninus, Pasha Shah, Adinavaninus, and the Shulchan Aruch, called the Siman Tav Gimel. Aninus, what's your shot? I didn't have aninus. And the Shulchan Aruch, quote, the Siman Tav Gimel, Shulchan Aruch says, in Sif Tes, Hamalaka that summons the Mashamas and Mason, all the Hassan Mokam and Mokam, Potom in Krishna, Mitzvila, 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 on promises of Ramah. The Ramah is not saying Siman Sif Aleph. The Ein Aninus, the Likud, that summons, Rakhal Avelus Miyat. What's going on? How does this Ramah fit with this Machab? That's the Shab. The Chor, I consider Ramah means from the boss of the Yain is concerned. It means the boss of the Yain. The question is why? Oh, another Shab. If you look at that Ches and Tarshish, Dibra Masa over the Erev, there are two Shitas. How long does the Avelus go on? Does the Avelus go on only from the time that the mace was taken out of the ground until Shkia? Or even beyond that, there was no Kuria? The Mechabit make it, the Sifal. The Mechabit says, he says, it's Abba Olam Kol Hayom Kulo. That day. That's all. Hayom Malaka the Choshkolo, Mutta Biyom Shalakra. Therefore, so as a practical piece of advice, the Mechabit says, the Fichach and Malaka and also some of Rechash Elis. Some of Rechashayta, Kedei Shlo Yenimtsa Shlo Sabba Alika Atmos Ovid. No. Okay, it shouldn't be too close to Chashech. There should be, either one in a way, it should be enough of avails, not too much of it. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Moshe's Mach. Believe it or not, against the Machab. Rav Moshe and Elchayim, excuse me, Yodech HaLegal of Simon Reish Tanach, is Machmir, because he says it's a Machlokes here, 2 days in Tarsus. And he quotes to Yerushalmi, they don't say Elchayim HaMekel as far as it's concerned. We don't know exactly the reason why. We don't know the Ramekel at all. And therefore, there's another Machlokes. We quote another Machlokes in the Mishalma. It's very much, very practical. There's a din of legal that some is applied if the mace is in an aura. 2 days in the Machlokes in the Mishalma. Some say, well, this is, if it's a Machlokes, it's actually by Oren Shel Eitz. The Oren Shel Evan, not. Oren Shel Eitz, yes. The Ramesh is Machmir. How about Cholamai? When you take a mace nowadays, it's always in an Oren Shel Eitz. At least, I guess it'll live. Orange shall eight. So Rav Moshe's Machmir that there is Avelus. The Gesher HaChaim in Perek Chavov, Simon Dal Kod Nudeh, is Mekel by Orange. It's not like Orange is Mekel. Only thing is, what happens if you take a mace from America to Eretz Yisrael? He says, true, he's in an Orange when he's taken out from America, but against Eretz Yisrael, they take him out of the Orange. We discussed this yesterday. He says, but then right then and there, they're looking at something. Right then there it's Israel. That's the name of the Likud HaTzamos. That's really right. Oh, now, this whole shaila, this whole shaila in America also, but they usually put them in a metal.
First, they bury you, they put you in the Likud HaTzamos,
but this whole shaila only as far as Avelus is concerned. But as far as Aninus is concerned, what's the difference if you're taking the mace in an hour and not in an hour? What's the difference? Did you do your treatment with the binyan mace? That's what I thought. Pashup shah. Hold on a second. I'm a little bit surprised when I went to Eretz Yisrael just a few months ago. I met somebody, and he's down in the yard making a minyan. I see he's saying Kaddish, and I see he has a shloshim beard. And he tells me, he's the Mulava mace to Eretz Yisrael. Father was Nifter right before Pesach, couldn't bury Beit Al-Tanai, and took him to Eretz Yisrael. And I see he's davening. I was wondering a little bit. The Chora, if the Shulchan Aruch said, Tzem Malak and Atmos Ovid, Molo Chasim and Mokal and Mokal, Potem Mikrish and Mitzvillah and Mitzvillah, and Mekomis and Mitzvatorah, so I thought it was in Evaninus. So the Chora, I thought she shouldn't be davening in the first one. No. I'll say it was in an orange. So what? An Aaron, that's only as far as what I thought. That's not as far as Avelus is concerned. If it's an Aaron according to one day, it's not called Likud HaTzamos in the sense that it was never a pit like who was thought it was in an Aaron. But the Gavi Aninus might not come in it.
Before.
On the way from America, Eretz Yisrael, on the plane. It bothered me a little bit. Well, I didn't say anything. I mean, I didn't really know the person. I wasn't. Oh. That goes, okay, yeah. I thought and I realized I looked at my motion. Our most interesting tshuva, the last chelik, Yodei Chelik Gimel, Simon Kuf Samach Al, this is the last tshuva in the whole session. He says there's no din of anidus and malaka datsam. Quote the Ramah. Ain anidus malaka datsam. I, but the Chara himself says that malaka datsam is his part of Mikola mitzvahs. So Ramah doesn't elaborate, but I think he means as follows. It means war is actually carrying the atzamas, then he's potter. But when it comes to regular aninus, a regular case, someone who's just died, to be passed in halacha, even if at the particular moment he's not doing anything, but then he just goes straight to the kavura. But when it comes to this particular case, I'm thinking atzamas, Ramah says, no, aninus in general, while you're doing something, you attack a potter, but in the airplane for 11 hours, you can't do anything, you'd be chayav. This is kachevanti. Although it doesn't spell it out, that's why I understand. On the plane.
And ready to go, then he passed them to the Shivra and
that day, and they did mitzvahs.
Right.
And even while they're on the plane, they also did mitzvahs. Presumably this is the Svara. There's no thing about Nina's per se, the blanket head, the blanket tour. While you're actually doing something, then of course you would be potter. So you couldn't doubt it while he's actually doing something. That's what I understood from the Igros Moshe. Okay. Just a few likutim, we have to stop soon. A few more likutim about Hesbega. Number one, that same Gemara there in Kotnat Ches talks about it, now like a Hesbeg within 30 days of a regal. Two reasons. What are the two reasons? Either because it'll cause people to be sad and yantif, or they'll spend the money and don't have enough money to buy Tzorchei Hachag. How do we pass? So the Rosh calls the Simon Yud-Gimel that according to the Rish gave, one reason doesn't apply with Manazeh, because they're all the regal. The Rosh there was, you want money to go all the regal. The Ramban disagrees, though, not to be all the regal. You have to go to the butcher to buy meat, because it does apply. How do we pass the Halacha? Again, the Rosh of Machloik. The Ravid passes the Chumrah, and therefore it's also even the Chinah, even if you get a Mashu from it for nothing, because you'll feel bad of a regal. Ramban is Mekel, because we pass the Ravid Shmolach Karav, and we disregard the Yushalim. But the Rishama there is matter for what they call a Meis Chodosh. What do you mean a Meis Chodosh? But the Rosh explained that it means a Meis who died within 30 days of the regal. If you die within 30 days of the regal, you can make a Hesped even within 30 days. But if you look at the Pesukei Teshuva there, he says, that some explained, within 30 days of his Ptira. That's going to mean that there are Moses in the town. He was Nifta more than 30 days before Pesach. But could you have a Hesped for him? Like they were spayed in certain places. Behold, like the Rosh is also. Because within 30 days of the regal, he wasn't lifted in the 30 days of the regal. So like the Pesachet Shuva, it should be Mutter. This is the 30 days of the Ptirim. I tell you, I looked at the Ramban. The Ramban and Pesach Tzadi in our print. He said, quote, Kol Shloshim Bechlau Hespe Shol Shas Nisru, Uba also Scharu Nisbat. It was one long Hespe. So I think the Pesachet Shuva, without realizing it, was Mechavim to the Ramban. Ramban was made closer to the 30 days of Ptirim. Not necessarily the 30 days of the Yontif that he passed away. The Pesachet Shuva is another cooler. He said it's only also for Krovim, but for Gadol B'Torah it's Mutter. Mutter. Especially if there are no relatives there, because they're not worried about spending money, because usually it's for free. I mean, the Gadol is a child's money to be master for the Gadol. And also you're not worried about Merivah so much. It's not related, even though you feel very bad about Moshe with Nifta. It's still not a father, not a mother, not a brother. So it's a different kind of a feeling. Now, what about bringing a mason to shul? It's a very serious problem. So the Mechaber says in Shin Dalad Mem Sivcha, according to the Gaoner, Chacham Aluf Begon, Machnisim also le Beis HaMedrash, Umanichan Amita B'malkam Shoyach Dorish, V'Sofsin also Shom. That's the Mechaber, based on the Gaoner. Ramban quotes it too. What about Samagai? When there was someone who wasn't the Gaoner, never dashed in there, never learned Gaonish. So the Chor Pashup Shad in the Gemara is, you wouldn't be machis any Gaon, and even if he's a Gadol Ador, he wasn't Dervish there. He wasn't the rabbi in that shul, or Rosh Yeshiva in that yeshiva. Some a guest Rosh Yeshiva, some. The Chor Pashup Shad in the Mechaber, you would not bring him in. You would not. The minig is they bring in any Gaon. Any Gaon. Now, but the problem is some people made a mistake. Because the previous sif it says, Maspidim Tamid Chachamim, Unishosam, the Beis HaKnes, the Beis HaMedrash, Amalo Shara'ah. So some said, oh, they put two and two together, you see, you can bring in the Rav and the Rebbe, and the Stamach, the Gbir Rebbe Zayi, was a Taimach Tara, with the Shul President, and a tremendous diatribe against this in the Kolbo. And I think it's 100% right. the kolbo and avelus. They had a tremendous diatribe. If you look at Perek Aleph Simin Zayin, Sif Kod Yud Beis, he calls it footnote 6. Two people have made a mistake and equated Yud Ches Mechav, said it's wrong, it's terrible. He says, what the Gemara means, what says Yud Ches means is that the Hesed was in Shul. Yeah, where was the mace? Outside. Like I mentioned the case with you yesterday, with the bankers case, the mace was Berachot. Or in the hall. Even that's a shadow, the Machlokes being mace in the hall of the Shul, so that's a Megillah. But not in the sanctuary, not in the Mekom HaTefillah. That's considered that he quotes it from the Chochmas Sodom. It's bad for the mace, and it's bad for the shul. He quotes the mice, even when they build a gong, they brought in. Is it ain chacham all of the gong more than the gong? Even then, the chacham villain didn't want it. So they build a gong, they build a gong. But beyond that, he says chas v'chalila. It's a very bad thing. Be very rapid. This is a very serious matter. Yes, sir, Avi. So I would say, if the Levi is a funeral home farm, then shul, what you do is, I've seen this many times, you have the mace. In the, well, it depends. There's no special need to bring a kohen into the shul. Like I mentioned last time, the kohen was around, they kept the mace outside, and there's someone watching the whole time. If it's not such a big need of kohenness, you bring the mace usually inside, right by the back, right by the entrance to the shul, people pass by to pay their respects, have a shamer there, but they're not in the actual, outside of Alpert, that's how it's Leviah. Chochem, all of the girl, I mean, Alpert. Rav Scheinberg, the Shver, would not let the arm be brought into the basement. It was right outside, you could see it, it was right by the side room. And that's where the Aron was during that space. Very makbid. I think that's where the makbid, no matter, no exception, I think. Inside of it. Okay. Well, it's not a stira. He gave shira in there, both those places. Where the Torah, and he wasn't the Rosh Hashiv. In Shul, really. Okay.
On that
I don't know. But the source is of high God. I thought it was an Ashkenazi source. Source is of high God. He was there. Rabbi shall call you, Israel, no?
Well, yeah.
There you look. Very interesting things you find that the importance of separating women and men at the Leviah. The way it's spelled is unbelievable. Basically, Sukkah. That's one source. The other source is a Gemara. In Sanhedrin, if the women are in front, the men are in back, the women are in back, men are in front. Special Indian. You have to separate, it's by a Leviah. It's very mocked by a Leviah to have separate seating for men and women. Even the maker by Hassan is some of the Havdalah. By a Leviah, it's a special Indian to have a separation. Special Indian. I promise we don't have to design that, I don't do it. When they go out in the street, they're Malava the Mason, everyone's men and women together. I was wondering. Just to give the same mushroom by a Hassan. The peasants, they quote, the Pesach makes this example, it's Tushtel. As you can't just have Simcha b'mono, the Shechina's not there when it's separate, it's mixed seating, Simcha seating. But the Levush says that it's manas there, that we remember this, that he's talking about, the Levush time, 40 years ago, when they sat together all the time, you can say Simcha b'mono, so that's our meaning. And today's Achronim say, that's what it's Tittel Yezaz, the discussion, says in the Gemara, you can't walk Achor Isha, that's what it says over here. Because the women should really walk in the front, in the back, and the men in the front, that's the better beginning in the reverse. Because you shouldn't walk Achor Isha. So the Tzitzel Ezra Shachar from Shlomo Zalman Rebbe. What should I do, Rebbe? Shlomo Zalman asked the Rebbe of Waldenberg. What should I do? Wherever I go on the street, there's a Achora Isha. So he writes back, Abada, in the olden days, the women stayed home, and they left the house once a month, this is Mekum Avu Baramba. And they were never seen in the Shuk. So there's one woman in the whole Shuk, you have to go out of your way, Achora Ariv, Allah Achora Isha, against the night. But, this man is there, he says, look, you go here, there's an Isha, you go to the other place, there's a Isha. So what is it? Nothing to do is it's not Shaya. So if Waldenberg is Matt. So Matt, what's not much alternative. He's Matt, you don't have to make yourself crazy over this. You just try to go up to this, and that's all. Call attention to apply here in this case as well. Finally, it's the last point, after 6:08. Finally, in Siv Beis, because Yeshlim Noah Li Lotis had Nashim the Beis HaKfaras Acharamita. Bichlal. Minigi Yerushalayim. Many places, the Yekis have that. No, women don't go to the Kfura whatsoever. Whatsoever. What's it based upon? Al Pisot. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Chaim Bracha, Os Lamed, Tzivkotin, Dalit, he says, if there are less than seven women there, it's okay. What's in the Baal HaTanya? How do you explain this? Al Pisot. So the whole thing is Al Pisot. So the reason I'm telling you to you is, because man is there in America, the minhag is not that way. In most places, well, I shouldn't say that. The Hasidic places in Germany, they usually don't go out. But in plain Amcha shuls, Even in yeshiva, I'm talking about Turkish, they're not frugal. Even my yeshivish places, the women go. So I guess it's an initial thought, and it's the comfort kapir layer. They're not kosher. So therefore, I would say it's mutal even the chatkila. Certainly shouldn't make an issue over it if that's what goes on. They mostly run down to eat breakfast.
There,
the stool will have a shield. We're ready to roll. Yesterday, Shia, we're discussing the inyanim of Amelus, Shia Farhesia, and Yontov. Yontov counts for this, for that, for the other thing. There's an interesting machlokes halacha lemaisa. If someone begins Avelus before Sukkot, so the Gemara tells us that Shmini Atzeres counts for 7 days. We discussed yesterday by Riches, why doesn't Shmini knock the whole thing off? So we already discussed. But it does count for 7 days. You do get a bonus, right? It's like 7 days gone. So the question is, what will happen if someone begins Avelus in the middle of Sukkot? Does Shmini Atzeres count for 7 days in that case or not? So what does Tosa say? No? No. Tosa is here. No. Doesn't count. So the question is, why not? The Shach quotes a machlokes in this very point. The Shach is in, what soon is that? Tough hour, was it? Shin Sadi Tess. Shin Sadi Tess is cut in Zion. He quotes a machlokes. And he says, the Marshal is Mekel. But most poskim argue on the Marshal. The Rishonim are against the Marshal. So the question is, why? And after all, if Shmini Atzeres counts in 7 days, let it count in 7 days in this case also. That's the kash. That's the kash. So, what do you say? So what? Nikbar before Regel, Tavels began before the Regel. The Mati was through Mashiva before Yontif Hatzum, like one day in the Tosu Testament base. So he already began observing Avela Shiva when? Pardon me. He already began observing Avela Shloshim when? Before Yontif. Okay, so he's in the middle of Shloshim in effect. So what happens? So Shemeshmi Yatzeres count for 7 days. As opposed to the case where in which he began the Avela on Biregel, when he never actually had any time, he observed the full shlosh. But you know, even if it is Nog Regel, well, say go on to the Rosh Hashanah. It's not Nog during Regel. Let's assume for the moment. So, still a little bit shver. Still a little shver. But although it's true that in the few hours before the Regel, the Surah Shiva are waived, we assume, and he's left with a status, in effect, the status of Shloshim, but still a little bit difficult because that doesn't count in the minute Shloshim. I mean, we don't say as that we see there's a Shita and Tosis in New Testament days. That was all the count of the Kanim. The day counts as two different days, right? It's both day 7 and day 8. Okay, they don't understand. We don't pass it that way. So it doesn't really, it's a day of Shloshim. It's not a day of Shloshim, so then what's the difference between that and the case in which of Kalamai? I guess you could say it doesn't matter if it counts or not. If it's Nikwa of Kalamai, there was no need of Shloshim at all. Only things to do with Kalamai. Whereas in this case, although there wasn't a day of Shloshim, but there was some new Shloshim, and therefore the Shmini Atzeres would count as 7 days. The kitzur I'm saying now is, the Shmini Atzeres counts as 7 days only if you're in the middle of Shloshim. So if the brew was before Yontif, so you're in the middle of Shloshim because Shiva was over and I even had a few hours, whatever, when you were in the middle of Nihuge Shloshim, and therefore Shmini Atzeres in the middle so it can count for 7 days. Whereas opposed to Kruah Beregel, he never had Nihuge Shloshim according to the Rosh. And therefore Shmini Atzeres cannot count for 7 days. That is what I wanted to suggest. Yes?
How did I explain it?
Wash that pee? I guess it's just, if you want to not go up 7 days, you have to be in the middle. If you're in the middle, so you're up to 15, so you're just a brrrr, you're 21. But if you just begin, if you just haven't thought of the Nehugei Shloshim yet, true, that's a tricky point. True, in terms of the count that you have counted, 1, 2, 3, 4, right? If you haven't thought of the Nehugei Shloshim yet, so for some reason, the Shema says cannot count for 7 days. That's what I wanted to suggest, a possibility. I'm trying to explain how the Rishonim will say, the rest of the shock, we're all posting them all, that Shemini Atzeret would not count for 7 days if the Kavur was Birvei. Alright? That's one possibility. Alright? Is that understood? See what I'm saying? And another fancy pop, fancy shot. I'm saying I was a Pupula Bialy. I don't know, I'm not sure what the reason is. It doesn't say. It's trying to give suggestions as to why it is that Shemir Tess counts for 7 days if the Avelis began before Yad Tess, not if it began on you. I'm not an interesting possibility. What's it then? What's the Lashon of the Gemara? Ase Esed the Rabin, the Dachil Esed the Yachid, right? That is Tchuyim. What does Tchuyim mean? I mean, it really should have been Avelis, but we pushed the Avelis aside because of Yad. What's the famous rule of Tchuyah? When there's no choice, you have to say Tchuyah. When there's a choice, you don't say it. No, Yesh of the Kaim Shnei. Two can't coexist, so it's Tchuyah. So I was thinking of the following intriguing shot. This may sound like a Purim Torah, but since it entered my head, it's Tu B'Av, so it's the Yom Simcha. So we'll start learning now, from Bakalucha, we'll start learning more from Tu B'Av. Mablo Yosef, Yosef, we have to learn more and more start from Tu B'Av. So, I was learned by the Rav in the summer in Boston. So he was Tu B'Av. He says he remembers in Risk from Tu B'Av and on, they start learning to get the great ass mother. We were all joking over that. Before Tu B'Av, but they would play basketball. So, I don't really meant them. So it was a special interview based on that Gemara. There was the extra Siddur, more learning Tu B'Av. Anyway, so listen carefully. I want to have the following idea. It's a little bit radical. But anyway. So it's Tchuyah. So now, the guy started Avelis. Someone passed away in the middle of Sukkot. So all right, you can't start Avelis then, okay? You can't start Avelis. You're supposed to have Shiva right away. You can't start Shiva. It doesn't contradict Shiva. So how long does it go on, this contradiction? Well, it goes on, so the end of it is over. What is that? Shemini Atzeret. You start the Chag, you start already Avelis. And how many days did you push it off? Open the calendar. The person of the Vaya was, it's the fourth day Sukkot. So you should have started the fourth day, you started the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh day. Push it off for 5 days. What can you do? You resume, you start Avelis after Shemini Atzeret. If you're going to say Shemini Atzeret, it's all the Avelis. That Shemini Atzeret counts for 7 days. Out of the Shloshim. So, on paper at least, how many days did you push off the Avelis? Not practically. You know what? The Avelis is going to begin the same time anyway. After Avdol, it's going to begin. But maybe you could argue that they didn't want to increase the number of days. Theoretical, conceptual day, not real day, not real calendar day. The number of days of Shloshim that went by before you begin the Shiva, they didn't want to increase it by having Shemini Atzeret count for 7 days. Because if it would count for 7 days, in effect, you would first begin the Avelis on day 5, but Shloshim-wise on day 12 or day 11. I mean, that's why they didn't want to do it. But as opposed to the case of the Kavur was before Yantif, so the Shiva is already over with in Shah Achas, now it's within Shloshim plain. Then I said to Yishmir, the regular should count for 7 days out of the Shlosh. It's a wild idea which entered into my head. Not that there's any extra real postponement. We call it a paper postponement. On paper, that the Shiva is postponed until day 11 of Shiva, not day 4 of Shiva. Day 11 of Shlosh, not day 4 of Shlosh. They didn't want to do that. And that's why they weren't misakin it that way. Maybe. A third possibility is that, of course, according to Rabbeinu Yomtov. Rabbeinu Yomtov, who says that Ola Lakami is it counts for day 7 and day 8. You can say, look, Erev HaRegel is called day 8. It's not a part of Shloshim. The key of Shloshim, not just the Hugay Shloshim, it's a day of Melos of Shloshim. And then you can say, like I said earlier, all the count of the count is already at the beginning of the Melos of Shloshim. What's the Machlokes to Rabbeinu Yonah, everybody else? We don't pass Rabbeinu Yonah. It's a wild cheetah. Put the Shloshim really 29. We don't pass it. Why don't we pass it? The Rav one step shot. Rabbeinu Yonah holds it two different counts. There's no single Shloshim. The 7 and 23. 7 and 23, you get Kuluch Shtik. The last day of 7 is Mixum Kekula. Oh, Lakan, Lakan. So day 23 can also start to the count of 23. Day 1 of 23 can also be that same day. But we don't hold that way. We hold only one count. What's the count? Shlosh. Shiv is a different thing, but there's no count of 23. Shlosh. Obviously, you can't miss all the count of count every single day. So then it'll just say the same day count for 30 days. The first minute is 1, the next minute is 2. You can't say that. In the middle of a count, you can't tell the count of the count. I said, the Rav said, Pshat Machlokes, Rabbeinu Yonah and all the other Rishonim. I said, with well, Rabbeinu Yonah, this is going to explain this Knech. Yeah. Before I said, according to the Rosh, that I want to tell you so that the Shemini Atzeres counts for 7 only in the middle, not the beginning. Only if you're in the middle. So before the Rosh, in the middle, even if the Avelis started on Chol HaMoed, that's called the middle because you didn't really have any Hugay Avelis at all. And therefore it's no good, it doesn't count for Shiva. But and where the Kfura was before, then you had Nihugay, Shlosh. When? For the last hour before Yadav. But it bothered me a little bit, because even though it's Nihugay, but it's not, you can't go out of Kiyam Alos of Shlosh, it still it doesn't count. It's called Rabbeinu Yonah, if it's good. We don't have to Rabbeinu Yonah. Totally?
But what day?
Right, right. Whatever. No, it was not going to show you. You can't hit the same bat. You can't hit the ball, same twice, same stress. Yes, okay. Maybe. In any event. Rabbeinu Yonah. Oh. No, hold on a second. Oh.
What's that
president? No, I just want to say that he's sold. That it's only in the middle. So you can say that he's sold one of two ways. You can say that he's sold by saying it's called like the rush. So you say if he died in Chol HaMoed, there was no Neil Shloshim at all. So therefore you're not in the middle yet. Okay? If you're the Ramban, there is Neil Shloshim. So you're in the middle there also. So then what's going on? What's the difference? So you can say, like Rabbeinu Yonah, that you need in the middle, not only the Nihuge, you need in the middle of the Kiyum Alos of Shloshim, the count of the 30 days of Shloshim. So you have it before Yonah, for Rabbeinu Yonah, because all the count of the count, it counts for mamash for a day, 2 days. Whereas you don't have it, you die during the regular. It's the same thing in two different ways. Huh? In the middle, I get my fantasy shot about the paper deferral of Shiva. Oh, two ba'avna. Yeah. Now, we don't paskin of any other. So the chal we paskin, but we don't often hold your sort of Erev HaRegel counts the 2 days. So when is the head of the maisa? Erev HaRegel, when did you start doing things? We discussed this earlier. When did you start doing things? So the Chara Samach L'Erev, right? Ad Erev means as late as possible. However, the Ramban, in page Reish Chafal Tot, in the Rashbam, Rabbeinu Shmuel, he got up from Avelis Shiva, Erev HaRegel, Nib'od Yom. Right? And he shaved Nib'od Yom. Why? Because in the fact that the Galeach Nibod Yom, see that Shloshim is bottled also Nibod Yom, and Din Zion, everything is bottled Nibod Yom. Ramban is from the Gemara, because the Gemara is also Brechita Ad HaErev. And how did the Ramban learn Pshat Ad HaErev? It's Mutter that towards evening, but not in the morning, but not in the morning. So I thought, so all the Rashbam do, and against the, often the Gemara against it, so it's no problem. Rashbam got up early in Erev Regel. Early. What day was it? It's going to break. Day 7 or the earlier day? Hold on. Hold on. No, Erev got up early. Shiva, but when can you shave them? Well, okay, hold on. Where's the mason? Armin Shmuel, Armin Abeluso, Erev Yom Tov Mimo Jom, Malachu Beis HaKnesses. No, he's not. He said it Neshi Yom Tov Mavsik and Mavadal Gzeres from Shiva Vishloshim. But Mutal Estabel Erev Yom Tov Kach Mavadal Gzeres Shiva If only we have a loose story about Joe, I presume on day four. Right. On day four of Shiva, he got up, he stopped Shiva in the morning. Erev Yom. Ramban said, that's ridiculous. It's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, it's Mutter also Ad HaErev. And Ad HaErev means what? Until late afternoon, it's only Mutter Berechitza. Not early in the morning. So what's the answer? Well, the answer is simple. Exactly. The Shabbat was like an Enikul from Rashi. And he takes his trouble from his father, was Aiden by Rashi. So he was like Rashi. Rechitza, which you can do at night, is Taka also Ad HaErev means even what? Even through late afternoon. Till mamish, till dark, till sunset. But whatever you can do, whatever you can do already, you can maybe do in the morning. That's what I think that Rashbam Shita was based on the Rashi. Okay. Now, wait a second. The Rabbi has a kasha. There's a kasha against the Rashbam. What's his kasha? Divrei Tol saying. He has one kasha already answered from the Gemara on your Testament days. Here's another kasha. V'chein, listen to this kasha. Tell me what you think of this kasha. V'chein, afilu be'erev Shabbos, zokef mitosom en amincho l'malo, mishum de lo efshar. V'yapal p'ikein, yoshev ala ad shetachsha. V'chein adin, v'kibus, v'chabes, erev aregel, v'en alo shem ad shetachsha. Because of arayv etzah. You can't say you can do it early in the morning. What are you talking about? It's enough for the Gemara of Zion. You have to wait till it gets dark. You can all do kfir, z'kifah, a little bit earlier because it's low asher. You can't do it any earlier. You can't do it any later. You're going to run into Shabbos. So off in the Gemara against the Rashbam. What do you say, fellas? Is it a Raya or not a Raya? No, what do you say? Is it a good Raya? You know what the Raya is? If Erev, the last day of Shiva, the day four, Shiva's Minakma Chayant, when can you wash your clothes? Right, can you wash clothes in the morning or you have to wait till the late afternoon? So the Ramban claims only late afternoon, quote the Gemara. The way he learns Pshat in the Gemara. The way Rashi learns Pshat doesn't prove anything. Darius said before. Then quote another Gemara. Zekiva Samid is only at Ben Amincha L'mayla. He can't stand until after it gets dark. Erev Shabbos. Is it a good Raya? I just gave away with the why it's no Raya. What the Raya is? Why? What kind of Raya is that? Pilei Ploim. In that case, he's going to resume my veil after Shabbos. What are you talking about? Shiva's not over. Day two of Shiva. Shiva began on a Thursday, now it's Friday afternoon. And you have to take a break for Shabbos. So that break for Shabbos begins at Shkia. It's such an elaborate process to take up all the turn up the meat is upside down again, wrap right side up. You have to start from Minchah L'Malah, whatever, Minchah Gdolah, Minchah Tanah, and Machlokes. What does it do with this case? Whether it's regular Mevatel or the other. Pilei Ploim. I don't know what the Ramban's kash is. The first kasha, I understand, but we can give a tariff to the Gemara. The second kasha, I don't even begin to understand the kashas. Mama said, unbelievable. I don't understand. But, yeah. What's kifa? The kifa means you're supposed to have all your beds overturned during the shiva. Ah, good, interesting. Ha, wait till night. It's not a malacha, it's not what the Lama test malachas. Yeah, it's heavy up to the bed. We discussed the Ramban of the year, schlepping, and yeah. Can't allow it on Shabbos. Yes. Pasha, was totally knocked off, so he said it's the Pechina of Simcha Kula. This is the last day. The last day, Kanutra. All right, the last day, so it's ready to start in the morning. As soon as the sun rises, you're ready to get on the, yeah. But it's in the middle, yeah, you can't just knock off in the morning. That's ridiculous. What kind of the comparison is the pella? Yeah. Although, how do you go to shul? I mean, how can it change about going to shul? We took care of that already. I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. Incidentally, what does something in Chav Zayim and Aleph, Mincha Gedolah, Mincha Katana? What are you driving at? What Gemara is against? But that's what, but that is an excellent terror. That's what I thought. We need to do a terror for. That sounds like a Zayda. That took my rechit, it's also out of Erev Mamish. Ah, okay, good. Oh, I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Shayyan and Nukhnesh, very good. A lot like Rashi, in the way I learned Shayyan Rashi. Only the first 3 days is the problem. Day four, you can, those kumbas wouldn't exist. Perhaps. I think what you're saying is right, I'm not sure. Okay. So the Shayyan Minuch and Zolom and Chaktan. The Machaber left it out because it's not going to get it to us. We don't have Kriyas Hanit. Didn't have it. So, but sitting on the floor, the Gemara is saying, you've got to sit on the floor until it gets dark. However, you sit on the floor all week long. We discussed this yesterday, whatever tear you have. The guy goes to, when does the veil end? Like, I have once a maestro, how about this year? Unbelievable story. Someone was observing Shiva. I went to visit him, Erev Shabbos. It was before Chatzos. Here I said, before Chatzos. Knock on the door. Sorry, he's not here. He got up from Shiva now for Shabbos. He already took his call me Abelusa. Four Chatzos. 3, 2, 8, 4. Whatever. I had to go with him the next week. I went on Sunday on the Shabbos. Unbelievable. I once went to a yeshiva man, a Talmud Chacham. I still know what I was like, why you? I had to go to SR. And then I had to leave and I had to go on a train to Brooklyn. And it was actually no problem. It was in May. It was already daylight saving time. And I thought, go over and I'll do Yichma Veil. And I'll go home. I come there. It's 2 o'clock. He was upstairs already. And he came down. I slept down tomorrow. Tomorrow we're sitting on the floor. What? No? What? The toes, the piece is the big toes of the island. All about that toes. In Chatzos, it's all over. It's a mistake. This should be stimming toes and cut now. Mamish a mistake. I've got to go on Mamish until it gets dark. So Shkia. All right. We'll see later. Certain things maybe you can do right before, just the minimum amount. The only thing about the keeper, because it was the Epsha, but that's the Ramban. What's Lashon the Ramban? The Epsha was Lashon. It's made a minute ago. Father Gemara, which said, "You should the law Epsha. It's an elaborate procedure, turning the beds upside down, and you have to do every single bed in the whole house. 10 beds. So you have to run up and back and forth, it's a serious matter. So it takes a long time. It takes a long time. And therefore, they get it. It doesn't take you so long. You have automatic beds, so you have more beds or less beds." That I give bereva. They made a mincha gedolah, some say. God, it seems to me that's a little bit much. So let's say mincha katan. So mincha katan in the winter time is only 2 hours. And 2 hours, maybe it's many beds, there's many houses. The guys in our gvir, it's a summer home and a winter home. It's a shepherd at Rav Torah and quote around, but he wants to say it's only in the same city. Of course, I'm certain you've shown him. Why don't we say it's only in the same city? Oh, yes? Whatever, so he has his house, another house, the whole procedure. So they're taking the chances, they made a cut off one minute of time. But other than that, you wait till it gets dark. You wait till it gets dark, mamsh. The Rav Shach recorded it from the Rav, a whole loop shot. And why it's Muslim and Minchak is from the Lamala. But in the base of it, the new verb. Base of it, you have to, ready to the new hat of Minchak. I don't know if you have to say that. I'm not going to spell about the Shibshah. They needed time to do all this. Now, if you need a light test for the mirrors, you cover, you should uncover them before Shabbos. So that's our version of Kriyas Hamit. That's what the post can say. Yes, Dave.
But, so if
Bill
doesn't know
you have
Shabbos and
they
extend it to earlier Shabbos,
does
that mean you have everything
that you said
in a chair before Shabbos?
What the fuck is that? That's not true. It's enough for the Gemara.
Minigol,
I don't know what the Minigolim is. The Minigolim is like 11 o'clock, they're not there anymore. It's the Minigolim. I don't know what the Minigolim is. Right from the Oilim. Oilim Gerlim, as they say. I don't know. The Piskachuvah says more than that. It's a modern lush. Because you can't even Kabul Shabbos before Mincha Ketanah. What are you talking about? Mincha Ketanah? No. What did you saw that lush? It's impossible for anybody to Kabbalah Shabbos to put Plag HaMincha. What's Mincha Tzav? What's he saying? I mean, it's not even Chal for Plag HaMincha. The Gesher HaChaim revised it. He says, Perikov Aleph, Stimon Yudvei, Sipkot Gimel. He writes that before Plag HaMincha, that Plag HaMincha, you can stop your Avelis, even if you weren't in Kabbalah Shabbos. Even though you weren't in person in Kabbalah Shabbos, once Plag HaMincha comes, it's all over. I don't see we got a problem. Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Hei, all the Vega Plag HaMincha. No one gives a shorts. Look in the Kolbo, Perek Dalet, Simon Vav, Sif Kot Nal. He writes, Ad Shetekshah. Period. Ad Shetekshah. And the, I couldn't even saw this Mokas, he says, also, until dark. Only thing is he says, you should give ample time preparation. If you go away, if you go home, if you go away for Shabbos, back to your own home, ample time. Excuse me, mincha lamal, ample time, mask, ample time. Oh, I'd like to discuss with you now a little bit about the Parhesia. I have an interesting connection over here, Rachel. I don't see you in Makaba. Yes, Dan.
That's
what I just said.
So when you get home, let's say you want to be there for about 3 days, right? And
get 2 hours before. Yeah, 2 hours before. You sit down, whatever, you know. It's a personal matter. You don't have to cover the mirrors, okay. But probably have to milch a candle to get there anyway. Yes, Eitan.
Not allowed to do it on Shabbos.
What?
Not allowed to do it on
What may he do to cover Shabbos? Well, that's no. We were almost. Well, today's the last sheet of a surveillance. We were in Korea, supposedly, during this Shia sometime. So you should know by now yourself. What can he do? Let's go look. We'll open up a Shulchan Aruch. What does it say? What can Rambam do in general? Eilu dvarim sh'rabba lo asa la'atvan b'melacha. Can't do melacha on Shabbos. Rechitza v'sicha. Chara mikra din is asa l'ka asa l'sha asa. Only an istinus. Maybe guys more of an istinus than Erev Shabbos than it would be during the week. Psychologically, Erev Shabbos. Need us a sandal, you have to certainly, when you study, pachas nasa, we don't, you have to put on shoes. But when do you put on shoes? Not 12 o'clock, not even 4 o'clock. I don't even know about, until the sunset at 6. I don't even know about 6 o'clock, I mean, 10 to 6. It's a very complicated bit, how do you even sound say that thing? Right? The charm, you should wear sneakers until shki. What shoe? Especially how you go to shul, we'll have to come to this, it's very difficult. Yes.
They say they put it on right before Baruch. They call
in
and put the
shoes
in
the morning before Baruch. Please, what is Who says that? No, that's what they were davening early. They were davening early then. But no. What else? Hashra meet is also. We know it. Ostak is Batara, it's also. Shela Shalom, we'll get to that later. It's very problematic. Kvisa, of course, is also. Ativa is about to discuss yesterday. Kvisa means we just discussed now. There's only a reason why maybe something didn't happen. Maybe I mean, that's not what the Ramban is saying. That's what the Ramban is an introduction. Since Shlosh is only Lotha, say, but that's the Ramban's introduction. Only Lotha is, therefore, you can keep the whole thing cool, and there's no Farhes. Had there been an ass, they can do something, so you do a Farhes or something. Maybe you're not doing anything, maybe that's not called Farhes. Hold on. But the Rosh that we already discussed yesterday, that if you would have been Noig Avela Shloshim Beregel,